Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout out starts off this hour, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Of course, I'm talking about the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, talking about the FedEx, the UPS drivers, talking about the bulk mail haulers out there, also the suicide jockeys. Can't forget them, because if you want to pay that 38-cent per gallon hike that took place yesterday in my backyard, you got to have the fuel to do it. So there you go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, it's Donald Trump's website, and of course we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now we have a website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you can see many of the articles that we talk about here over there from our guests that are on the radio with us. And joining us right now, we have, first of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got, of course, our featured guest in this segment here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You guys ready?
Absolutely.
Yep. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And of course, we remind everybody that our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, which is why we emphasize those two words, under God, in the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, Kyle, I know that we've got two things to talk about with Denise. Pretty simple. It's called Joe Biden, and it's called Donald Trump. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Denise, of course. Great to speak with you this morning again, as always. And, you know, I've been waiting all night to hear your take on this, what we understand will be an indictment being handed down, according to sources, some 7 counts. And, of course, this has to do with documents, espionage, quote unquote, and so forth. So they're going to try to throw the book at Trump on this, aren't they?
Well, they are. Now he has to turn himself in on Tuesday at 3 p.m. in federal court in Miami. Now this is interesting because they apparently there was some kind of complication in not bringing this case into federal court in Washington, D.C., which would clearly have not been very friendly to Trump at all. So whatever these complications are, I'm not sure, but I was trying to read through pretty much everything, including what Maggie Haberman over at the New York Times had to say. Not that I, you know, like the New York Times, but, you know, things leak out, and the first places they leak out are to CNN, Washington Post, and the New York Times. But anyway, they mentioned some kind of issues with having it in federal court in Washington, D.C., so they chose Miami, which will be a little bit more friendly to Trump. But I don't think anything will necessarily be heard or go to before a judge anytime soon. Now, having said that, Jack Smith is actually being advised by yet another lawyer who just handled a very similar case, I think out in Kansas, with somebody in the FBI that had taken documents home or it kept them in their possession. So, again, this is going to get pretty complicated, as I said, when you start comparing it to Biden, Pence, Hillary, and even James Comey himself. Let's not forget that he took documents with him and then shared those documents with yet another lawyer friend who was also a professor that ended, and that's why it ended up in the New York Times. When it came to all things on the whole Russia collusion story. So what was the reason that Mar-a-Lago was raided in the first place? I still argue that the Department of Justice wanted to know what documents Trump had, because as president, on Crossfire Hurricane. I think that's really where they were going, because now we were doing the, oh, look, a squirrel thing. Because there's some assertions now that there was one or more documents that had to do with national defense. But as president, you can have any document you want. We shall, I mean, David Schoen, who was Trump's lawyer during the impeachment, he is not in on this case, but I can tell you that pretty much every lawyer during the impeachment and have worked with Trump will stay in his camp on this one.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Kyle and Denise and myself will all be back right after these messages. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yep, we are going to take it right away. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, they've been saving lots of people lots of money for more than 85 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. Check them out. Ask for a cost comparison on your policy versus what they can do. See if they can save you some money like they have tens of thousands of people, including moi, your talk radio host. All right, let's go back, first of all, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, we're going to bring Denise in. You said you had one question, and then I know she definitely wants to talk about the Biden machine. So here we go. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, go ahead, Kyle, real quick.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, Denise, just real briefly, because this is, I know it's all going to sort of lead into the what's going on with Biden, but I want to get your reaction to this quote from Bill Barr. This was from about a couple of days ago before the indictment was handed down, but it was anticipating an indictment. He says, over time, people will see that this is not a case of the Department of Justice conducting a witch hunt. He goes on to say, in fact, they approached this very delicately and with deference to the president, and this would have gone nowhere had the president just returned the documents. But he, in his words, he jerked them around for a year and a half, unquote. So what do you think about that? Is, would this have gone away if this had, if Trump had simply sent everything back, or what do you think?
Well, you know, it's pretty fascinating to me to see, you know, lawyers, there's one law or, you know, the one set of laws or rules or whatever, and lawyers always seem to have very different observations or very different takeaways. So it's fascinating to me on that. But a very careful analysis or listening moment to Jim Trusty, who is, I think, the lead lawyer defending Trump in this.
Right.
Let's not forget a couple of things here. And he mentioned them again last night, and I'm very happy that Trusty did. And that includes the fact that he had told either the Department of Justice or the National Archives or the FBI, whatever you want, no problem. Give them what they need, okay? Well, we just want you to put another lock on the door. Okay, we'll put a lock on the door. You see what I'm saying? So the president, here's an interesting thing. It was not until Nixon or Nixon in coming, you know, further that there was ever a problem with classified, or I shouldn't say classified documents, but government documents post-presidency. Okay? So somewhere along the line, this all got to become an issue. So did Trump declassify something that, you know, Joe Biden, which Trump has the authority to do, that Joe Biden didn't? Joe Biden did not have Secret Service protection. Trump did and does. Biden had documents all over the place. I think something like up to 1,800 boxes.
Yeah.
Trump had them all in one location. And why did they have to raid Mar-a-Lago? You just couldn't have gone and knocked on the door and said, hey, we're here to pick these up. That's what they did when they picked up Biden's boxes. So it's hard to tell when it comes to obstruction. But, you know, this is what government does. They look at something and they throw as much, many charges as they possibly can, knowing that some of them will go away. So it's hard to tell what A.G. Barr knows and what he is not privileged to, since he has left the Department of Justice. So I really can't, you know, critique his take on this one. But I think he's been concerned about it all along.
All right. Well, I got a message here from Fred. Want to get this out there, or Fred, buddy Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He says, keep up the good work, and thank you to Kyle et al. For carrying on during your time away meeting me. Thanks very much, Fred. Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that very much.
Yes.
Okay, back to you.
When it comes to the 1023, let's review here. The FBI agent that initiated the 1023 spent 13 years with the FBI. He left the FBI to go on to become one of their highest paid, most credible go-to informants. Okay?
Yep.
And apparently, after James Comer looked at the 1023, and that wasn't just recently, but he also had access to it earlier, as did Senator Grassley, they looked very carefully at the notes and the footnotes. There are at least two more 1023s.
Jeez.
There are at least two more, of which apparently the Oversight Committee will have access to next week. This 1023 that's been in question was generated in 2020. What date and time in 2020, I do not know. But apparently there were at least two other 1023s prior to 2020.
Hmm.
It does, in fact, confirm that this has to do with one of the top executives at Burisma. This informant had many conversations with this top executive at Burisma. Yes, $10 million was paid out. $5 million went to Hunter. The other $5 million went to Joe, but not directly. It went to a series of LLCs and through a series of banks. And this top executive at Burisma told the informant it was designed this way so it would take at least 10 years to unwind the banking connections. Now, let's go back a little bit, because remember, I have to look at the codes here, but from the Hunter Biden laptop, remember they said they gave whatever statute, which was money laundering and wire transfer, okay? Mm-hmm. So this had this will tell you that James Comer, they're going to be traveling right back over to the Treasury Department to get more access to the suspicious action reports, of which they say they're in the several hundreds of suspicious activity reports from these banks.
Well,
so here's the thing. We need to have, and this is my opinion, as crazy as this is going to sound, we need for Biden to be the nominee on the Democrat ticket. He needs to be there because he's going to be so easy to beat. Anybody will be easy to beat. But this is going to be terrifying because of if he doesn't, then it's going to throw things really into a tizzy. We're in a constitutional crisis here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what we say.
Sure.
We now have a president that's under investigation, and we have a former sitting president who's at the top of the ticket for 2024 that's now under indictment, and they're not finished with Trump. Because let's not forget, there's still edges of cases in New York against Trump, and then there's Georgia.
Yeah.
So the big thing is to watch Jamie Raskin over in the House, because he's got all the talking points when it comes to all of this, and he's going to lie.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks a lot, Denise. We'll talk to you again tonight on the weekend show. Kyle,
all right.
Hang on, my friend Kyle, and caller, if you want to hang on, we'll get you here at the bottom of the hour. Sorry, couldn't get you in there, but I couldn't disrupt what we were talking about. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a series of border security bills. One bill designates drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
It has higher penalties for criminal activity. It also adds foreign terrorist organizations to intelligence databases.
Another bill allows state troopers to train local cops on how to stop smugglers in their communities. An FBI official says the agent who testified for Republicans was suspended by the Bureau for leaking sensitive information to a right-wing group.
House Democrats now accuse Garrett O'Boyle of lying to the committee and are referring the issue to the Attorney General. Lawmakers found out about the suspension in testimony from the Executive Assistant Director of the FBI for Human Resources to the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah, it's time for our conversations about the military news segment, we call this, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Yesterday we had Bo Browning, the vice president in charge of the admissions over there, who was on the program, and thank you very much for the people that chimed in and opined and all that. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Alrighty, and let's see here. I want to thank Tina for sending us this little message that we got. Tina, one of the things that we try to do here on the show is when we have more than one person that's co-hosting the show, and obviously I'm doing it right now for a different reason than normal, and that is in case for some reason I have to stop and Kyle takes over the show and away you go, and that's why we're doing it. But I appreciate your comments, and it is so noted. However, group participation means group participation. We get the questions from all different sizes, asides, and away we go. Now, Kyle, I'm going to bring you back in. Hello.
Hello. Yes, Captain.
Now, we had a call from a woman that said that she was wondering how come Nobody's not saying anything. And you got to think about this one for just a second, about all those pages of documents that Barack Obama took.
Well, it's a very good question. And, of course, you know, it's not uncommon for presidents, former presidents, to have documents with them. I think, of course, the whole thing with Donald Trump, just as Denise was laying out, you know, he had everything gathered together in one place. Joe Biden has it scattered all over the place that we just now found out about, right, comparatively. But there's just something different, evidently, about this two-tier justice system. I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but people start looking at it and they say, maybe there is.
Well, unless you're hiding under a rock and don't seem to understand that we do have a two, maybe even a three-layer justice system, that we certainly have got to get this corrected ASAP.
Well, certainly. But also, of course, the voters are one of the ultimate arbiters of all this. And that is, you know, if because right now you've got the Biden DOJ, you've got Merrick Garland, you've got the entrenched bureaucracy and many of some of these bad actors, not everybody in the Justice Department, certainly not. Certainly as if we would not paint the FBI with such a broad brush, this kind of thing. But those people who are in these positions, they have a you know, obvious political agenda, and so they're trying to make their, you know, impose their will upon the decision that's really up to the voters.
And of course, I get you. I understand that not everybody in the FBI or the DOJ or even in some of the other legislative branches in the executive branch, sorry, of government are trying to stonewall and create problems for our great country. But we remember when Obama left and he made some of these appointments that were temporary appointments permanent. You remember that?
Right, exactly, exactly.
And what did I say at the time? What did I say at the time?
Well, that Trump should have asked for everybody's resignation, basically.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and started over. And kept the ones that he wanted to keep and got rid of the ones that he should have got rid of, it would have helped to solve the problem.
Well, certainly. And that was early on, and I recall you and I talking about this on the program, Captain, that early on that was an unforced error by the Trump administration. And so certainly if President Trump were to regain the office, that would be maybe job number one right there.
Well, it would be if I was going in. I would get in there and I would throw all that second level that's in there that was kept, that never should have been kept. I'd say, hasta la vista, baby.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, just as you're saying these things, it reminds me, you know, Hillary Clinton likes to make a big, 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 big deal about the idea of our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. And we hear a lot of this from Democrats, but they also, by having these entrenched bureaucrats and entrenched people in the system, they actually want to subvert the will of the people. The will of the people was that they wanted to make a change. They wanted to send Donald Trump to the White House in order to really change things. And you had so much resistance, and that was democracy. People chose Donald Trump. The nation chose him to do it. And then, of course, all that pushback, again, subverts the will of the people. So I would submit that the Democrats are not really following democracy.
I would submit this. Stop calling this a democracy. It is not. It is a constitutional republic.
Well, of course, but also...
You don't believe me? Go read the founding documents.
Well, you're right, but I'm glad you brought it up, too, because people like Hillary Clinton believe that the Electoral College, which helps to safeguard the representation and the voice that people have in the different states so that you don't have a tyranny of the majority, which is what they're trying to bring about. They certainly want to do that. They want to make sure that the East Coast and the West Coast pick the president in perpetuity from now until kingdom come, and as opposed to having the Electoral College. So she's out there just recently, within the last month or so, calling it an anachronism. And so, again, subverting what is actually a democratic representative system, to actually throw it away, and so that now you have truly a tyranny of the majority.
Keep in mind, folks, this is a constitutional republic. I am not going to call it something it's not. The Democrats are trying to call it something it's not because they are still trying to fundamentally transform you and the country into what they want. And trust me, it's not a constitutional republic.
Well, of course not. This is why they rail against these kinds of things. Now, of course, you know, you vote for your senator and your member of Congress and your mayor and so forth. So there is a democratic process that's there, but they pervert the very notion of it and, again, take it out to this notion that, well, hey, in a tyranny of the majority, if everybody wants to get together and take away your house, well, majority rules. We just took away your house. You know, it's that kind of thing, as opposed to there are inalienable rights that we have.
Now, we know that at the U.S. Naval Academy, the school has now implemented some changes to the security and anti-terrorism procedures recommended in an audit that was done, because the Naval Academy and their security was greatly lacking at the Bancroft Hall dormitory. Almost anyone that wanted to at any time of the day or night could walk into that dorm unchallenged.
Well, that doesn't sound like a good plan in this day and age.
Well, no, they changed it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so there you go. And, of course, NATO right now is actively preparing for an unprecedented air exercise with NATO countries to show the force that they possess to Russia, to wake them up and go, hey, Russia, remember us? We got all these aircraft, we got all these pilots, and we're right here on your doorstep.
And hopefully that would drive the message home that if this expands in Ukraine, or if Vladimir Putin wants to somehow expand the war, that it's not going to end well. That it's not going, and it's not going to be long and drawn out. It's going to be, for comparatively, hours instead of months.
Well, I have confidence in the United States military to do the right thing once we wake up the military, and I don't mean woke up. I mean wake up and get this crap out of there that they keep trying to throw around. And sooner or later, the military is going to say, you know, we're going back to the way things worked before, because they worked.
Indeed.
All right. Hold that thought. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back with us. Got a lot of stuff to talk about with him. A lot of financial stuff going on here. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our friend Kathy Curtis. Thank you very much, Kathy. Kathy, appreciate all your thoughts and prayers, too, along the way there. You're a heck of a gal, and you're a great broadcaster. Okay, now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, and their Acura dealership, which is right here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership on North Florida Avenue. Now, if you want to find out when I tell you, they have you in mind, our military veterans, our active duty military, our police, our fire, our EMTs, our school teachers, our pastors, church pastors, give them a call or check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Tell them the captain sent you and watch and see what happens next. You won't believe it until you see it. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, North Florida Avenue. Okay, to the phone line we go, and let's first pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we're going to jump right into the fire here because we've got our friend Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, I had an interesting question from one of my callers here. It's not really a question, it's a statement, but there is a question in this. It's from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, Captain, You're right. This is a constitutional republic if you can keep it. And Kyle will explain what we're talking about here in a minute. He says, Comrade Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change the country. No one called him out on it and asked him just exactly what's wrong with our country. Go ahead, sir.
I'll comment on this. I mean, citing Benjamin Franklin, actually, from way back when, the republic, if you can keep it. Obama made significant changes, and we're dealing with them now. You take a look at the Obamacare. But again, you go back to elections and having consequences. You know, Republicans could have repealed Obamacare. They weren't able to do that. We're in a situation right now where our debt is out of control. And quite frankly, we're being told that the biggest national security threats are China and Russia. And I'm sorry, our biggest threat to this country is the fact that we owe over $30 trillion. That's much more detrimental to the future of the country. I'm much more afraid of that and what the federal government is doing and all the spending than any outside force.
I couldn't agree with you more with what you just said. What do you think, Kyle?
No, I completely agree. And you're right. Benjamin Franklin had told that woman that, this is what we've set up. And to a great degree, they thought it probably wouldn't last, but they definitely wanted to give the best opportunity possible. And here we are over 200 years later.
Go ahead.
That's the brilliance. And I think I'm a big, you carry around a constitution in your pocket, when you can. Most people, they get them for free all the time. You should just pick it up and read it, and the brilliance of what they were thinking. Actually, the Federalist Papers as well, and the discussions led to this country. And again, they also took from history too, and that's important. You have to learn from your mistakes. We don't seem to do that much anymore. We make mistakes, and we don't learn from them. We continue to repeat them.
Now, we've got information that's being leaked by somebody about the FBI document that they're going to make semi-public to the Congressional Committee about Burisma. Now, they're claiming that Burisma and an executive there paid Hunter Biden $5 million in an alleged bribe scheme to keep their company and what they were doing with Hunter out of the news.
Yeah, the story's been floating around for some time now, and we'll see if anything comes from it. I mean, more often than not, we get these stories and they end up nowhere with tales of corruption and bribes and all that stuff. It's almost legalized. I mean, it's what they do in Washington D.C. is influence peddle, and I think as a nation. We just kind of expect it at this point in time. I mean, all of these scandals are not resonating in the polls at all. Nobody's been paying attention to them. The number one issue is kitchen table stuff having to do with the economy and inflation on people's minds. This stuff is very, very important, but I think the general public has basically thrown their hands up in the air to the scandals, just expecting them to happen.
Well, again, I agree with you 100% with that because we are not seeing any slowing down either of support or even donations coming in to the Donald Trump camp down here in Florida.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump is one thing. I'm speaking more to the corruption fatigue that the American public has in regards to everything. Everybody's grown used to it at this point in time. We have a tolerance for it, and that's not good.
Okay, Kyle, what's your question?
Well, certainly, I think Chris is right. I think there is a fatigue that's happening out there, and it's just baked in right now. And I think people are looking to see, and this is where RFK Jr. comes in too as well, because he's now bringing up the border. He's calling it a dystopian nightmare. And people agree generally because they see it what's happening there. They're not believing just the messaging that everything's fine.
Yeah, well, RFK, I can't believe the strides that he's making right now, and the media is not covering him at all, almost nothing. And again, that's part of the problem as well, is that we allow the media to pick our candidates. You know, I take a look at the Republican field right now and the people that you have running, and you've got some really, really bright people there. And the money, many of them will not get any coverage. The North Dakota governor started Great Plains Software. It's a multi-billion dollar plus company. Take a look at his platform and all of the free market things he wants to put into play. Vivek Ramaswamy. You've got some really, really bright people. And, you know, I hope the media gives them a little bit of coverage and gives them a chance.
Chris, over the past few days, there have been reports coming out of Cuba about a secret spy plane base in Cuba. We heard about this before. Nobody really pursued this, and we had it during the Cuban Missile Crisis, amongst other things. Are you hearing anything along these lines?
Yeah, I'm hearing not a. I didn't hear about a spy plane. I heard it's a listening post that they're looking to put there to gather, you know, electronic intelligence, obviously from the United States. But there was a Russian, Soviet, listening base that was there. This was there. I think it was almost up until 2000, if I'm not mistaken. They were still kept there with some of the Russian agents even after the Soviet Union fell. That was a listening post type of a facility. And China is saying that, hey, the United States is flying the spy planes right close to our border and picking up intelligence. We're going to, you know, do the same thing here.
Now, I also believe that the rule that they've got, the brand new rule, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, may classify law-abiding gun owners as felons. Have you heard about that?
I mean, I heard what, you know, Gavin Newsom and his ridiculous constitutional amendment. But I haven't heard anything about the FBI. I mean, what would they do? Are they gonna ban some gun? Is that what would make them a felon? Is that how it's gonna work?
They're gonna ban people from owning guns that have had a nonviolent arrest record for whatever that has nothing to do with violence in their nature. You heard the same thing, right, Kyle?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, so that's what they're talking about. Go figure.
I'm not familiar. I don't know about that.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next? Now, of course, the economy is just kind of cruising along. We got about 10, 15 seconds. I think we're in kind of like a dormant state at the moment. What do you think?
I don't, like I said, a dormant state in regards to what?
We're just kind of spinning our wheels, going along. We're not really getting better. We're not really getting worse.
That's true for a lot of things. But that's government regulation that's keeping everybody down, and that's what we need to get away from. Free market appeal.
All right, my man. Talk to you on Monday morning. Appreciate it as always. Have yourself a great weekend, friend.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Be right back. Frank Silvato coming aboard. Kyle Warren will be back with me. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch. Close them all on a Friday morning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.